Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Doug Obey being back on the show. Doug is a certified financial planner. He's an investor. He is a management expert. He's the author of Money and the Human Condition. And he's a great member of our brain trust. Doug Obey, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So my audience is well aware of the stuff that's been going on in Europe over the last several years, because over the years I've reported on the advent and the development and the aggregation of the Eurozone, as well as the euro currency. And of course, more recently, we've been tracking what happened in Greece, and comparing, you know, that little petri dish to how similar that actually could be the movie that we could watch for the way the United States is going. And one of the things I've talked about over the years is the reason why Greece wasn't allowed to leave the euro was because the other folks didn't want a little company like that to create a precedent and a path for countries to leave the euro. And now we've had Brexit, and we may be about to have something. I don't know what's going to happen in Italy. Tell us about it. Give us a report on this.
Well,
a lot of people might not know about the Italy thing.
Yeah, well, I think it is less of an issue than Brexit was as far as the media goes, but on December 4th, this Sunday, there's going to be a referendum voted on by the Italian people. And what Matteo Renzi, who is their president now, or prime minister, is looking for certain reforms. And one of those is to reduce the number of senators from over 300 to 100 and eliminate their ability to introduce a vote of no confidence against the government. All right, what this will do is give more power to the Chamber of Deputies, which is our equivalent to the House of Representatives, and it will shift power from the region to the central government in Rome and Parliament. All right, and this is to try and create a more stable, like less fractious government than they have now. And what Renzi has done is he has pledged to resign if the Italian people vote no on these reforms.
Now, there's something called a five-star movement over there. Tell us about that.
The five-star movement is, it seems like every country over there has a five-star movement, just named different parties. A movement, a nationalist movement that is looking to break away, you know, go back to the way things were, get out of the Eurozone.
Right, that's the anti-Euro. That's their Brexit movement. Right, and that's very much involved in this referendum. They're on the other side of this referendum, aren't they?
Of course, of course. And and as much as those reforms make it sound like, you know, they're trying to reduce government, they're not the big socialist, you know, reforms that you would think would that a president of a European nation would be looking for. This is trying to downscale things, but what it has turned into is really a referendum on Renzi himself, and he falls into that category of the political elites. And as we've watched going through the around the globe, starting with Brexit and then the Trump election, it seems like there's a trend to repel,
drain the swamp. So is this? So So regardless of what happens in Italy, why should a small business owner in the United States care about this?
Oh, first off, a lot of small businesses in the United States probably export some of their goods to
Europe. Or they have customers who do.
Sure. Mm-hmm. They have customers that do. And they buy from Europe. All right, this would affect all of Europe. I mean, you were talking about Greece. All right, mm-hmm. Greece is a very small part of Europe, where Italy is the third largest
yep.
economy in the Eurozone.
But it's a very struggling economy, though. But I mean,
true.
This Greece, if Greece comes apart, so to speak, in any way, that could really be a tipping point for the Eurozone. And don't you think the world needs the Eurozone to stay together?
I think the Eurozone is destined to break apart.
Wow. Interesting. It's just a matter of time, probably. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Doug Obey. We got other things to talk about with him after these messages. I'm Tim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.